Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. You can also follow us on social media. Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on both Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. ChrisBroussard68 on the Gram. We got Foul or Fair with Rod Allen, former Major League Baseball veteran, coming up at the bottom of the hour. That's always a lot of fun, so keep it locked for that. But in the meantime, you know, obviously the NFL is opening week. Thursday night, you got the Kansas City Chiefs and the Houston Texans, and maybe more importantly to some people, Pat Mahomes versus Deshaun Watson. Man, what a game that's going to be. Both of them recently got huge contracts, the two biggest contracts in the NFL. And so it's going to be a great game. It's going to be a great season. We give our predictions tomorrow, but some people are obviously already weighing in on predictions and other things that they see coming this season. And USA Today, they put what quarterbacks, they did a, you know, like a little story on what quarterbacks they think are facing the most pressure this season. And their top three, Rob, were Carson Wentz, Cam Newton, and Aaron Rodgers. Now, I got problems with their list. First of all, let me get to Aaron Rodgers. I get it. They drafted Jordan Love. They didn't give Aaron Rodgers any help this year. But he's Aaron freaking Rodgers. His Hall of Fame bust is already made. If Green Bay, let's say they go 10-6 or, you know, get beat in the first round of the playoffs, whatever, Rodgers is good, but, you know, not what he was 5 years ago. I mean, it's no sweat off Aaron Rodgers' back to me. He will get picked up quick, fast, in a hurry by a Super Bowl contender, and his career will continue elsewhere, and he'll still be regarded as one of the top quarterbacks. Cam Newton, I'm sorry, I don't see the pressure. Now, I get it. If he's horrible, it might be his last year in the league. I get all that, but he's not going to be horrible. And if you want to say he's got to stay healthy, okay, but that's not pressure. That's just fate. He's got to stay healthy. But he's a minimum salaried veteran. I see a lot of people saying they won't even make the playoffs. Everyone knows he's got no help at the skill positions. I'm one of the few that's expecting big things. Like, I'm expecting the Patriots to make the playoffs. And I'm expecting Cam not to have an MVP year, but to have a really good year. A good year. But I just don't see the pressure either. I mean, heck, nobody wanted him. Nobody wanted him. He was picked up at the last minute for the vets minimum. So I don't see where the pressure is. Wentz, yes, I get it. And I know I talked about, well, Cam, it's fate if you stay healthy or not. But Wentz just has this, it's just a problem. He has not been able to stay healthy. And so, yes, if he gets hurt again, my goodness, then it's just like, what do we do with this guy? And then if Jalen Hurts, the draft pick, comes in and plays well, now you got an issue. So I get Wentz. But Rob, to me, they missed the guy that I think clearly has more pressure than any other quarterback in the league, and that is Dak Prescott. I don't think it's even close. Wentz might be close. But Wentz got paid. Here's the thing, Rob, and I'm going to go through this quick because I know you want to get to it. Number one, you're on the franchise tag. So there's no guarantee for next year you're even going to be in Dallas. I mean, we get it. They probably would franchise him again if they don't get to a deal. But still, you're on a franchise tag. Number two, you got a new coach, a successful coach, a top flight coach. And if you don't, you no longer have the Jason Garrett excuse. You've had that for your career. And rightly so, I think, fairly. That's out the window now. You got Mike McCarthy, a Super Bowl winning coach. Then you've got three receivers who are very good. I'm not going to say all three are top flight. But with CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper and Michael Gallup, I mean, you got a group of receivers who can go and get it. There's no excuse there. So there's that. And then you just turned down one of the highest ranking deals ever because you wanted 4 years instead of five. And Daniel Jeremiah, for what it's worth, former NFL scout with several teams, he's a respected voice in the, you know, the scouting game. He's saying Dak Prescott's about to win his first MVP. And Rob, people are predicting that, not everybody, but some are predicting that Dallas will reach the Super Bowl, if not win it. How is that not pressure on Dak that other guys aren't facing?
I don't know. I don't get. I think the Aaron Rodgers thing is a stretch. I think that's a stretch. I think you're right. He's a Hall of Famer. It's not like he's never won a Super Bowl. He's going to be like have these great numbers and never win. So he's done that. They won 13 games last year. What were they? 13-3.
13-3.
Yes, they didn't get the receiver he had, but they're still in the NFC North. They're still going to be viable for the division. You know what I mean? It's like they fell off or they're going to fall and finish in last place. So I don't get that at all.
And don't Cam, you think the point is, like, let's say, because, you know, there are people think Cam, Green Bay wants to get rid of him. If they get rid of him, he ain't going to be out on the market for long.
Do you remember
you know what I'm saying?
Do you remember when Antonio Brown got cut by the Raiders? and he was signed an hour later by the Pats. It might be 30 minutes. Do you know what I mean? Like, seriously.
Come on. I mean, yeah, no
like,
doubt.
Like,
so, I don't see it.
The Cam, I get why they would say he was in that list, only from the standpoint he's playing for his NFL career. If he can't stay healthy, Chris, or has a horrible year with Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels, people might say nobody can help him. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So I can see why he's on that list. But Dak Prescott is the number one guy. They also said the Cowboys were going to the Super Bowl last year. Chris was in that group. You didn't say they were going to win it, but you picked them. And that means that you have the talent around you. So I think that plus the idea that every other quarterback got paid and you didn't get paid. Now, if you bomb out, Chris, if he has a poor year, just say he's just okay, mediocre, and they finish 8-8 and don't make the playoffs, are you the Cowboys? Are you going to back up the Brinks truck? Or will you think about it? Or will you decide, you know what? We might have to do a Kirk Cousins and just say, you know what? Let him go get paid by somebody else and we'll change the game plan. I mean, that's pressure.
It's possible.
Super Bowl and no contract sitting there. And here's the other one. You're playing. And what if you get hurt this year, Chris?
Right.
Without a long-term contract? I'm just saying. I'm not wishing it, but do you know what I mean? You're playing with no big contract, potential of getting hurt, and number three, people are picking you to go to Super Bowl for the second year and the pressure of that. And the Cowboys haven't been to the Super Bowl in 25 years and have won four playoff games in a quarter of a century. I think it's that.
Right, I agree. And, you know, I like Dak. But, I mean, it is what it is. I'm shocked that he's not in the top three. Now, where are you at on Wentz, Rob? I think there's a lot of pressure on Wentz, too.
I don't think so. I think obviously, they need him to stay healthy.
But that's he's hurt pretty much every year. And I think that's the pressure.
But I don't, there's nothing that he can control if he's blindsided and gets his neck snapped.
But it ain't blindsided.
No,
it's just regular.
But I'm just saying, like, you can't worry about that.
No.
But I'm talking about from the standpoint, he did get paid. I've said it 1,000 times. He's the only quarterback who drove an ambulance to sign his new contract. I mean, that's how much he's been beat up. So he got his money, Chris. And last year, with a makeshift team, they won the division. They won the big game against Dallas. All I'm saying is,
nothing.
I don't think he's on
because
the
he, because this Super Bowl or not this year's Super Bowl or bust. But he's got to win a Super Bowl in Philly.
I got that.
You
but
know
I
that.
Don't. But I don't think he's on the same even close to a Dak Prescott.
Because
he's got his contract.
Because in life, I mean, most of these Dak. I mean, if we really want to go to in life, Dak under pressure.
He's got from what he could make.
He made $40 million instead of $150 million. I know it's a lot, but he's still set. If we're talking about life.
I'm talking about the contract you're looking for.
But Wentz is under pressure. We know how great he is, but he hasn't been able to stay healthy. Even last year when he asked, as you said, he led him to the playoffs. Then he gets hurt in the playoff game.
Yeah,
there's pressure on him, especially when they drafted a quarterback. A celebrated quarterback. I'm not saying there's a controversy there.
He's coming off a division title. I don't look at it the same way.
8-8? Or were they 8-8 or 9-7? Whatever they were.
Whatever it was, that came back at the end.
Division title means nothing.
And he led them with no players around them.
That means nothing. You think the fans in Philadelphia are resting easy because of that?
But that showed you a little something about him last year. He could have folded.
Yeah,
and
it did.
Didn't.
So not when your backup won a Super Bowl. I mean, sir, with your team.
Yeah,
and
but,
I'm not
but
saying he's got to win the Super Bowl next year. What I'm saying is he's got to stay healthy.
I disagree.
I'm not saying he's where Dak is.
He was two games away from winning the MVP of the league.
When? How long
and
ago?
I think he
How
got hurt though.
I
get the hurt thing, but you're acting like he. But you're acting like he's a scrub.
He
no, it's not.
No, I'm not.
They signed him to a contract because they know he's a great player.
I said, if you were listening, I said, scrub. No, I didn't. Rob G can attest.
You don't have to prove that he can play.
Ago,
he can play.
He can stay healthy.
That's it, but you can't worry about that. But how do you worry about that?
Dak shouldn't be worried.
Dak should be worried that he ain't going to get to the Super Bowl.
No athlete can step on the field and be worried. I get the pressure, and I agree. Dak has the most pressure. But no athlete can step on the field and be worried. I got to win the Super Bowl. No, you're playing the game. So I don't expect Wentz to be worried about getting hurt. But to tell me there's no pressure when this dude gets hurt every year?
And he won the division. I just don't look at it the same way.
Division in football.
It don't matter.
Stop.
That's the one that Dak couldn't even win. The weakest division, and Dak couldn't even make.
Fine.
He couldn't even win
the division. That's not the argument, Rob.
No, but I'm just talking about. But you try to poo-poo. Oh, it don't matter. It does matter.
It doesn't matter.
The Eagles
Especially
won the division.
When you got hurt in the first quarter
they won
of the
division.
Game.
It does
so,
matter.
You like that? What happened to short menu? Stop it. They won. Ridiculous.
They did win. They won outright.
Really?
Yes.
Are they celebrating
at the end of the year, they won out. They won out.
That.
They beat
think,
the Hated
oh,
Cowboys in Philadelphia
statue,
to win
Nick
the division.
Foles,
yes, they won.
And put one up of Carson Wentz because they won the division. Really? All right. 877-99 on Fox.
Wow.
877-996-6369. Is any quarterback, it's your turn to weigh in, under more pressure this upcoming season than Dak Prescott's? And give us your take on Wentz. You heard Rob and I disagree vehemently on that. We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from managing manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
It's in Down On, the one which we believe in.
Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief brings you the Odd Couple. It works fast and you won't stank. Pharmacists recommended odor-free pain relief for muscle pain, backache, strains, sprains, even arthritis. There's no stinging, no burning. It's simple pain relief. Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief works fast and you won't stink. There will be no funk, unlike the music that Iowa Sam is playing. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Is any quarterback in the NFL under as much or more pressure this year than Dak Prescott? And do you think Carson Wentz is under pressure too? 877-99 on Fox. Let's hear what they say, Rob.
Is this about Dak or is this about Carson Wentz? What are we doing?
Both.
Max in Georgia, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Firstly, I just want to say I hope you guys are both doing well. And secondly, Chris, you got to stop with this Dak stuff, man. This to me is Cam Newton 100%, and I want to tell you why. For me, we remember him as the MVP. We remember him from that fumble. We remember him for not talking to the media, and it's sad, and injuries. And for me, we remember Tom Brady, right? Guy's taken this team in the last 10 years to 5 Super Bowls, 8 conference championships. That's a lot of pressure to come in and take that guy's position. Not to mention, I want to say this lastly, I think it's beautiful. He has an opportunity to redeem himself to the NFL, to his new coach, and most importantly, to himself. And I think this
so
is
the most
great
pressure is on Cam. All right. Nobody's expecting much. A lot of people aren't expecting much.
Appreciate the call.
Expectations,
for guys,
greed, pressure.
They said they were going to cut before season started.
Right.
Tez in Cincinnati, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Tez?
Chris and Rob, love the show. You guys killing it tonight as usual.
Hey, Thank you, buddy.
I didn't get to call you that day, but when y'all said they had a million listeners that download the podcast, I'm definitely one of them because I listen to y'all when I'm going to work and while at work because I work third shift.
Thank you, my man. Nice. We both got Cincinnati roots, too.
That's right. You know I work there.
I remember you say you used to work down at the Reds, right? Covering the Reds.
I worked at the Enquirer. Yep.
At the Enquirer.
Okay, all right, go ahead. Where you at on this?
All right, so here's my thing. I told Rob G. I said Lamar Jackson, right? Because you know if he gets to the playoffs and flame out again this year, you know how much scrutiny he's gonna be under. He won league MVP last year, right? He's Madden covered. He's going to be under so much pressure if he gets to the playoffs and flame out. And then I know another one is Baker Mayfield. He has all those weapons, all that talent around him, a good coordinator. If he don't do anything this year, he might be out of a job. He might be like Johnny Manziel.
I think, well, I don't know if he'd be like Manziel, but he's definitely, yeah, I think Baker is
he took two steps back last year.
Yeah. And I think Lamar, I had Lamar kind of probably top 13-ish in terms of pressure. Because, Rob, as there are still those that wonder if you can consistently play that style, you know, and can you stay healthy? Well, and can you run that much? And teams are going to adjust, you know? So there's some, yeah.
When you win unanimous and you win 12 games in a row and all that, ain't no way you're going to duplicate that season. So people are going to – you know what I mean? You
can't put Colin, that pressure. Colin, I think, predicted 16-0 for the Ravens.
You can't put that pressure on them. I can't –
there's some pressure there.
They're going to win, but they ain't going 16-0. I know I told Colin that. 15-1, 14-2 maybe, you know, but 16-0. Marco in North Carolina, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, fellas, how y'all doing tonight?
What's up, man?
Show on the radio.
Thanks, my man.
The most pressure has got to be on Dak Prescott. Man has no contract. They done franchised him. He's on so-called America's team. He's got all these weapons. Still got Zeke back there. It's a lot of pressure on Dak Prescott. I mean, tons of it. And let me address Carson Wentz because I'm an Eagles fan. Carson Wentz has a bunch of pressure on him, too, just because of the simple fact he can't stay healthy. Just because of the simple fact that he still has that monkey on his back because of Nick Foles winning the Super Bowl. He has to bring Philadelphia Super Bowl to get Nick Foles off his back.
I agree he has to get a Super Bowl, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about going in with pressure to stay healthy. What in the world can he do to not get hurt is what I'm saying. That's no pressure. You can't worry about that. You have to just go out and play. What? That's no pressure.
It's different when you've been injury prone.
Nah, but you can't. That's not pressure. There's nothing he can do about it is what I'm saying. I don't believe there's anything
he can do about any of his pressure either. What can Dak do?
I'm talking about having to win. There's a mental thing there. The pressure of getting hurt or somebody hit you, there's nothing you can do about that.
Yeah, but if it's in your mind, it can get in your mind just as much as having to win the Super Bowl or having to play for a contract.
I think it's different. GW in Cincinnati, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
What's going on, fellas? How you going?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm okay, Chris. Hey, I'm going to split the baby on. I think there's pressure on Dak. But like I told the phone screener, Chris, there's got to be pressure on Carson Wentz. You can't be Wentz in a lifetime, and you can't – matter of fact, his name should be Wentz, you're going to finish a full season. I mean, you talk about a guy – Rob asked the question, well, what could he do? I don't know, change his style of play? Chris, he got hurt because he was running the ball.
Right.
He got a broken back because he thought he was Mr. Tough Guy, Andrew Luck style, changed his style of play.
Has anybody, a standing quarterback, pocket quarterback, ever been hurt?
Of course they have, but you and I both know, Rob, that when you're running quarterback
he plays a little reckless.
I'm just saying that guys get hurt
in that position. So
Who's gotten hurt as much as him?
I'm just saying people get
hurt.
That's
all we're saying. Don't act like there's no precedent, right? He's injury prone.
I don't believe it.
He's not injured. You don't believe he's injury prone?
No, that's not what I said. I don't believe the pressure you're talking about.
Yeah, but he's injury prone. Okay.
Tony in Denver, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Tony?
Hey, this is Kearney, man. It's not Tony. You just hear me out, man.
That's why.
Appreciate that.
Yes. Did you hear it? I was just telling you gave us the weather forecast.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Thank you for that, Kearney.
All right, so real quick, I would say Cam Newton's under the most pressure because one or two things are going to happen. Either he's going to get another payday or he's going to be out the league. And that's unfortunate for him being a number one draft pick and a former MVP. But from the reports of it, him and him and Bill having a good relationship, so I expect good things from Cam.
All right. Kearney, thank you so much, my man. Thanks for the update, too. Be safe out there in the snow.
We're switching over to baseball because we've got this week's edition of Foul or Fair. That's next, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
That ball is.
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up?
I don't believe it! My, oh my!
Is it foul or is it fair?
And now, here's The Odd Couple with former MLB veteran Rod Allen.
Yes, sir, it is Fowler Fair, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, a segment where we discuss all the biggest stories around the world of baseball. And in order to do it properly, we had to bring in a real expert, not Rob Parker, who hosts just some weak podcast on the Herd Podcast Network.
What do you mean weak? It's one of the best baseball podcasts in the country.
All right, none other than my man, your man, former MLB veteran Rod Allen. Rod, how you doing this evening, man?
I'm wonderful, fellas. How you guys doing? I'm in Bayonne, New Jersey. My daughter just had a beautiful baby boy, so I'm close to Rob's stomping ground, so I'm out here chilling
and close
for a couple of days and feeling real good. Yeah,
hey,
yeah,
you know
I'm
what?
In South Orange, New Jersey.
Mazel tov.
Oh, cool, cool.
Congratulations, that's man. That's awesome, Rod.
First grandchild?
No,
Rod. No, this is my fourth one.
Oh, okay. Okay.
What's his name, okay. Rod, real quick? What's his name?
Zane. Zane. The sweet name. Z-A-Y-N-E.
Very nice.
All right. Like that.
Yeah.
Right on. And because of that, Rod, you'll get the first crack at the first question, man, as a little gift from us to you. So let's get started, guys. Story number one. Now, after falling to the Blue Jays yesterday, 12-7, the Yankees have now lost four straight and 14 out of 19, dropping them into third place in their division. In fact, they're only 1.5 games up on the suddenly streaking Orioles for fourth. Now, the Yankees are currently clinging to the AL's eighth and final playoff spot, but is it foul or fair to say that the preseason World Series favorites are actually destined to miss the playoffs altogether, Rod? Mm.
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
And I know Rob is drinking that Yankee Kool-Aid, and I was earlier in the year, but I watched a debacle in last night's game. They were up 6-2. They lost 12-7. Chapman continues to blow games. Sanchez is hitting 130. I mean, there's no Judge. There's no Stanton. They're struggling right now. And in the 60-game sprint, anything can happen, and that's what we're watching in both of these leagues. The Yankees have a wonderful team, but in a 60-game sprint, they might not just make the playoffs because they're playing some horrible baseball right now.
Of course it's foul.
That is a foul ball.
Yes, they are banged up. No team has lost as many star players as the Yankees. And also, the pitching has been out of whack. But it won't last forever. They will regroup in the final 20 games. They'll win enough, get to the playoffs, get healthy, and then I'll come back at Rod when they're in the World Series against the Dodgers because they have the best team. If they were healthy and playing like this, Rod, I would buy it. They're banged
up. No, Rob, but
they don't have
healthy,
their guy.
It's a 60-game sprint right now.
There's
not
21
healthy.
Games left. All right.
They got – all righty.
I'm with Rob. This is foul.
That is a foul ball.
I mean, he said it. Now, granted, I know it's fool's gold to think they're going to get healthy. I mean, Judge came back and he's immediately hurt again. Who knows what will happen with Stanton? But still, I don't think this can continue. I do think they're going to right the ship. Where Brian Cashman gave a big speech today. Maybe it was a come to Jesus moment for the team. Remember he did that in 2009?
Yes.
And it worked. And
they
won the World Series that year. And so, I think, look, it's just making the playoffs. I'm not talking World Series right now, but just making the playoffs when there's eight teams in the league that are going to make it, yeah, I think that's foul.
They better make it.
All right, guys. We keep it moving here. Story number two, as I'm sure you know, Rod, the players' ability to review in-game video was taken away from them this season in the wake of that Astros sign-stealing scandal. And now Cubs star Javi Baez is sounding off on it. He says he likes to adjust his swing in games, and the fact that he can't use the video to help makes him really, really, really mad. Now, it should also be noted, though, that Baez has struck out 55 times in only 167 plate appearances. So, is it foul or fair to say that the return of in-game video review wouldn't really help him too much at all?
I'm going to say foul. And the reason
that is
I say
a foul.
It's because he is so gifted and so talented. I mean, he's on my top five of players that I would choose. If I was a general manager choosing a team today, I would give them some serious consideration. We're hearing a lot about this. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago. A lot of guys like to watch video in between at-bats so they can readjust. They can't do it anymore. They were relying on it for so many years. Now it's been taken away. It's a crutch for some of these guys. Baez is a tremendous player, and he's one of those players to me that doesn't seem mechanical. So what I'm saying to him is, get it done, young fella. I mean, you're gifted, you're talented, you've got a great swing, and you've got tremendous ability. So I don't think it applies.
Yeah, I think it's foul.
That is a foul ball.
You know, he's a great player. And so for him to fall off this way, I know it happens. He's always struck out a lot. Maybe not quite this much, but he's always struck out a lot. And I do think there, look, it's not an excuse because everybody's got to play this way now. There's nobody's able to look at the video. But I do think it's a legitimate explanation for why he's struggling so badly. Because as Rod said, some guys are just creatures of habit. It could be something else, too, not just looking at the video, but some other habit that he had to change that might throw a guy off. So I definitely agree with what he's saying.
Isn't this his free agent year as well?
Yeah, that makes it really bad.
I'll just say it's foul as well.
That is a foul ball.
A hat trick. He's a talented player. He's just going through it. There's a stretch. You know, 167 at-bats, plate appearances. You know, tell you your whole season. Obviously, you get 500 at-bats in a regular season. So you go through a bad stretch, but he's better than that.
All right, last one here. Fowler Fair, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio with former MLB veteran Rod Allen. Here we go, guys. Rod, Dodgers superstar Mookie Betts currently leads the NL in position player war, and he's currently in the running to become just the second player in baseball history to win the MVP in both leagues. Real history right there. Now, though, Vegas currently lists Padre star Fernando Tatis Jr. as the odds-on favorite to win the NL MVP. But is it foul or fair to say that the better story would be if Betts, not Tatis Jr., were to walk away with that hardware?
Hold on real quick.
I'm gonna say foul.
Hold on real quick.
Yeah.
Who's the other guy who won the MVP in both leagues? I want you
Frank
to tell
Robinson.
Me.
Frank Robinson. Come on.
I know that. Come on. All right. Go ahead.
Come on, Rob. What's wrong with you?
I know.
That is a foul ball.
I'm just.
You ought to get banned. Hey, I'm going to go foul. And the reason I say that is, obviously, Mookie Betts, I mean, he gets mentioned in the same breath as Mike Trout. And there are a few that get mentioned in the same breath as Mike Trout. Tatis is on his way there. There's a reason why Tatis is getting all the love that he is getting. He is dripping with swag. He's got five tools. He's a tremendous player. The Padres are a wonderful story. Mookie Betts is an unbelievable player. There's no question about that. But I cannot say it would be a better story if Mookie Betts got the MVP over Tatis. They would both be fabulous stories.
I say foul as well.
That is foul ball.
And no disrespect, Mookie Betts has been tremendous for the Dodgers. But Fernando Tatis and what he's done, and just the way that he shook up baseball and what's going on with the Padres. And it's a great story to focus in on. It's brought some attention to that franchise. They got somebody. When fans start to go to the ballpark again, we'll be buying tickets to watch that guy play. So I don't think it's a bad story if Tatis wins.
I guess I win again, fellas.
This is foul.
Chris is going.
That is a foul ball.
Yeah, look, I love Mookie like you guys as well. Let's face it, he's a little vanilla. You know, yes. He's just not as colorful as Fernando Tatis. And I know Rob has talked about Aaron Judge would be a great face of baseball. Aaron can't stay healthy.
So
you know who I think would be a great face of baseball? Fernando Tatis. I love this dude, man. I mean, like you said, Rod, he's dripping with swag. Yeah, I mean, he's the type of dude that you want to watch play every night because he might do something special. He's going to do it with some flair and some flavor. And, I mean, the dude is tremendous. It's not a fake swag. It's not undeserved swag. He is legit. He's Mike Trout with freaking swag. That's what
Chris,
he is.
And Chris,
that's a great story.
And Chris, here's the other thing. You just said it. His numbers through the first 100 games, better than Mike Trout.
You're right.
Mike Trout with the swag. He has Rod. That's unbelievable. He's had better numbers and through the first 100 games.
This guy tags up from third base on infield fly rule plays. I mean, that's how gifted and talented he is.
That's bringing old school stuff back.
His instincts are off the chain.
Yep.
Maybe one day he'll start stealing bases, too. All right. That's foul or fair with
Rod
Allen. Thank you, Rod. Great stuff, man.
Hey, you guys did pretty good today.
Yeah, for a change. You only got beat up once.
Right, right. That's our man, Rod Allen. All right, there's just no denying the obvious. I mean, Colin Kaepernick, for all the Black Lives Matter, all the we're cool with you kneeling, all the black national anthem before the game, he's been blackballed. We'll get into that next. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, we're brought to you by AutoZone. Chris and Rob, the odd couple. AutoZone's got more ways for you to get what you need when you need it. With their free same-day pickup, you can place your order online, grab what you need today at more than 5,700 AutoZone locations, in-store or curbside. Visit AutoZone.com today to start your job fast. Get in the zone with AutoZone. All right, Rob, Josh McCown, 41 years old. You talk about a sweetheart deal. You talk about a gift. He's going to be paid $12,000 a week to be the practice squad quarterback. He gets to stay in Texas. Now, the practice squad quarterback, he gets to stay in Texas, correct?
Yes.
And he's 41 years old. Now, you wrote a great column about this on Deadspin in relation to Colin Kaepernick. Do share.
It's just that, Chris, it's the same old, same old. Nobody's saying that Colin should be like the emergency quarterback or you know, like how many teams, Chris, carry four quarterbacks?
About the same number that carry, you know, eight quarterbacks.
It's ridiculous. Right. Because basically you have to have Armageddon happen, Chris, for that guy to play. There's no way he's playing.
Some don't even carry three.
Right, because they don't play. What are you carrying another body for when and if somebody gets hurt and you have to put him in the game, Chris, you know what happens? After that, you go out and get a quarterback. But there's no reason to have these quarterbacks. And this is just, you want to talk about privilege that he gets to get a job, Chris. I don't care how much money it is. Stay at home. He's now been on 11 teams.
Makes no sense.
He's had almost as many touchdowns as intercept. He couldn't play, Chris, when he was young, let alone now. I don't get the love. 11 of the 32 teams or whatever it is, that many teams have signed this guy's worn a uniform. It's ridiculous. And to think that there's no place, we've seen these guys dig up guys, Chris, from the Arena Football League and give them jobs. Guys who were not NFL
from the XFL
worthy,
or the AAF, one of them.
Yes.
Yeah. No.
Who's the other quarterback from the Bears whose wife
Jay Cutler.
His wife had to talk him into playing. Do you remember that?
Yep.
I just don't – there's no place for a 32-year-old quarterback who went to the Super Bowl, Chris, still holds the record for the most yards ever rushed for by a quarterback, 181 in a playoff game.
Here's the other thing, Rob. If it's a practice squad quarterback you're looking for, and, you know, like practice squad, scout team, whatever, Colin Kaepernick would be a good scout team quarterback for a lot of these clubs today.
Yes.
You know, if you're trying to emulate, I know he's not exactly, obviously, like a Lamar Jackson or Deshaun Watson, but he's similar, right? You know, nobody's like Lamar,
but his style is similar. Right. Absolutely.
I mean, why wouldn't you get him for a scout situation? What it tells me, Rob, is that all the Black Lives Matter stuff the NFL's doing.
Mumbo jumbo.
Yeah, they can't do anything about it. The players are going to kneel and they're going to take it. They're going to grit and bear it, the owners, grin and bear it. It tells me that they're doing it grudgingly. You know, they really don't agree with it. I don't know about Goodell. Maybe he does. And I don't know, you know, I've said before, we both have, you know, why didn't he make a call, pick up the phone, tell somebody to sign cap? I don't know if he can do that. He can certainly encourage him, and like he did with Michael Sam, and obviously the Rams went and drafted him. But I don't know if he can demand a team to do it, but he certainly can encourage it. But it tells me, Rob, these owners are they're upset with the players for all this Black Lives Matter stuff.
No, I don't disagree with that at all. And if you could get their real response – they just know they have no chance.
Right.
I mean,
exactly.
Exactly. And even, Chris, when you look at what the NHL, NASCAR, baseball has done, can you imagine them being a league with 70% black and them resisting?
Well, you know what I'm saying? NASCAR. NASCAR's got what? Is it one black driver?
Yes.
Is it just Bubba Wallace?
Yep.
And all, I mean, come on, what, 98% of their fan base, at least right. that attends the races, if not more, is white.
They went against their fan base.
I mean, that's impressive. The NFL, it's just, like I said, it just tells me that these owners, you know, they don't agree with the players and the Black Lives Matter stuff, because what better way, and you know, you heard Goodell, and I'm not going to call him a liar. Like I said, maybe he can't just force, he works for the owners. He can't force them to sign a guy, and I don't know what his true feelings are, but he said, right, Colin was right. On the podcast with our colleague at FS1, Emmanuel Acho, Colin was right. If he's right, it's not like he's 38, Rob. He's 32.
He's 32.
And we're talking backup and all this stuff. Some people saying, well, he wouldn't be a backup. How do you know?
Right.
I mean, Colin Kaepernick is not unrealistic and he's not stupid.
But here's the other thing,
for
Chris.
Him to
when
think
he showed
he's
up,
step in and start. I don't think he feels that way.
When he showed up for the workout, he wasn't promised a starting job.
Right.
So why would he go
right.
there?
Absolutely.
Everybody who says that, he just went for a workout. He
yep.
knows he couldn't just demand a starting job. People
right.
say that, that's nonsense.
I'm sure he wants the opportunity to compete like every quarterback, but he's not expecting that right away. Keep it locked, an hour left, iCouple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.